I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A new report on the torture and murder of believers in North Korea seeks to shed light on the persecution crisis. According to Christian Today, the Christian Solidarity Worldwide report gives some gruesome details about North Korean believers who've been killed for their faith, including death by steamroller. However, the steamroller stories from North Korea have been around since the 90s and often seem to pan out as an urban legend. Emily Fuentes with Open Doors USA says either way, the plight of North Korean believers is still very real, and they desperately need our prayers.
Be praying for Christians in North Korea who have to endure a lot. They can't safely share the gospel even with their own families for fear of putting themselves in up to 3 generations at risk for their faith. And so it's vital that we be lifting our brothers and sisters up in prayer on a daily basis.
And most people think of the resort island of Bali when asked about the country of Indonesia. But for Vera Arama with Compassion International, her homeland is a rich tapestry in need of tangible hope. Compassion's model for partnering with local churches to serve children has transformed whole communities in Indonesia.
Many of parents confess that Compassion is really helped their children, not only about how the project gives food for them, not only about access to a medical checkup, but also the children will be a good person, because in Compassion's project, the tutor and mentor will teach a good thing for the children.
Those good things include the gospel, and it's impacting both kids and parents for eternity. Ask God to continue to change hearts in Indonesia. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. There's stuff in the world, and sometimes it's ugly and overwhelming. But let's be part of the solution. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer together for the lost. Join us for a PrayerCast challenge called Chicago 77. You can get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.